Hey, Transfusion Youth. I'm so excited for those that are going to conference tonight. We're going to be there at 5:30, but if you're not going to be there, make sure and be at our youth night where we're just having a volleyball night and pizza. We're going to hang out and connect. So today I just want to talk to you about our devotional for today, Jeremiah chapter 14. In the book of Jeremiah, if you've been reading along, and I'm also going to put the devotional in the link in the description below so that you can download the devotional and see what chapter we're on. Also, if you are on our social media on Instagram and Facebook, it should be posting in the stories every single day what chapter we're reading for the day. Like I said, in the book of Jeremiah, it's just God speaking through Jeremiah. First, he calls Jeremiah. And tells him he's a prophet to the nations, that God set him apart in his mother's womb. Powerful, one of the most powerful first chapters, incredible, where God lays out, this is what Jeremiah is going to do. But now we're in Jeremiah chapter 14. After the Israelites have disobeyed and Judah has disobeyed, they're just... going through a really difficult time. They've been living for other gods. They haven't been honoring God. They haven't been following his commandments. They haven't been honoring the covenant that they had with God. None of those things. They're just literally going in the wrong direction. And in the first part of chapter 14, God is explaining why there's a drought and he has stopped the rain. In verse 10, he says, so this is what the Lord says to his people. You love to wander far from me and do not restrain yourselves. Therefore, I will no longer accept you as my people. Now I will remember all of your wickedness and punish you for your sins. It's crazy. It's just a crazy chapter. One thing that is so important, I think, in the day and the time that we live in, and we're also in a different covenant. Back then, the Israelites were under the old covenant, and there was different the treatment or the way God dealt with the Israelites is different now than the way he deals with us because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So, but he was punishing them for their sins. So this wasn't something that God just got upset all of a sudden. No, he was merciful. He was merciful. He gave a message after message and message. And he spoke through Jeremiah, come back to me. Don't go away. Don't go to other gods. Quit disobeying. And they just would not listen in a complete, like literally turn their backs to God until they get what the punishment for the consequences of their actions. It got so bad to the point where God even tells Jeremiah, I don't want you to pray for them anymore. Don't pray for them. Don't pray for me to have mercy on them. He says in verse 12, he says, when they fast, I will pay no attention. When they present their burnt offerings or grain offerings to me, I will not accept them. Instead, I will devour them with war, famine, and disease. Crazy. Here's a very interesting thing that I think we need to pay attention to, all of it obviously, but in verse 14 through 17, he says there are these prophets, people that speak on God's behalf, that speak God's message that God spoke to them. There are these prophets that are lying, and God says, I haven't given them any messages, I haven't spoke to them, but they're making up these things, and they're saying that they had visions and revelations and that they heard and they seen God. But they're saying everything is okay. There will be no war. Everything's fine. God is okay with us. And Jeremiah is the only one saying the truth, that no, you're going to get punished for what you guys have done. Today, we still have false prophets. And they're just not called false prophets. They're people that are promoting today what used to be wrong, what was defined as unmoral, what was defined previously as not God, God ordained, or not God's way. I think the distinction between right or wrong has really been blurred in our culture and our society today. And there's a lot of people promoting and saying, no, this is okay now. This is about love. This is what we do now. What used to be wrong is now right and accepted in society and in culture. And I believe it's connected to the same thing that happened in the past. These prophets were lying and saying, no, everything's going to be okay. No, the way we're living, though, keep doing what you're doing. The Lord will send you peace. God will cover you. You're okay. And I think there's still people saying that today, when the truth and reality is there are consequences to living a lifestyle of sin. Sin produces death, and it will hurt you. It will damage you, and you will forfeit the purpose of God on your life if we continue to stay in sin. That's why God has brought us out. He has called us out of sin and in to his kingdom of light. So he brought us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his son, you know, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light. And so I think that's super important. We have to keep in mind and watch out for, because so many people are promoting so many different things, and you might be really easily deceived if you don't know God's word, if you don't know his commands, if you don't know his laws, if you don't know his will, if you don't know, you don't know, and you're just gonna do anything. And God wants to save us. He wants to protect us and help us. And so we got to watch out for that. Here at the end, I think in verse 19, I believe this is Jeremiah praying. And he's just asking, Lord, have you completely rejected Judah? Do you really hate Jerusalem? Why have you wounded us past all hope of healing? We hope for peace, but no peace came. We hope for a time of healing, but only found terror. Here's an interesting part. Verse 20, it says, Lord, we confess our wickedness. So at least Jeremiah recognizes the wickedness, you know, that of our ancestors too. We have all sinned against you. And so just kind of pleading for Judah there in this prayer. In verse 22, the last part here, he says, can any of the worthless foreign gods send us rain? It's a question. No, because they're not really God. Does it fall from the sky by itself? It's a question mark. No. No, he answers here. You are the only one. You are the one. Our Lord, O Lord, our God. Only you can do such things. So we will wait for you to help us. What's going to happen next in the story? You got to read chapter 15. So make sure and read Jeremiah 15. It's crazy what happens. You can see God's response. Maybe you can comment down below what you think is going to happen. Is God going to accept them or reject them? Or their punishment's going to continue? You're going to have to follow along. You're going to have to read for yourself. Read Jeremiah. Read this chapter 14. Read from chapter 1 if you haven't started Jeremiah. Continue reading with us, and you'll get to see what's going to happen. So I'm going to put the link for the devotional down below. You can download it. We're excited for conference tonight and for youth night. So you got two options. If you're not going to conference, then come to volleyball night and pizza. We'll see you guys there.